Tell me a little bit, Scott B. You know, John was on with us last week and did such a great job. We got him back for the full show, and you're joining us. Tell us what happened to you.
Well, I was what you might call the prodigal son at the time of my father's last days. He had found out on his 45th birthday, was out celebrating that, doubled over in excruciating pain, ended up in the hospital to find out he had terminal cancer and was given 90 days to live.
Oh, God.
He contacted me at that time. I was out and about in the world, not being very responsible, and wanted to make amends in his final days. And so I, thank goodness, heeded his call, came back home, and we established a very, very close relationship in his final days, and which may or may not explain what happened next. So as he checked himself into the hospital, he worked up until 5 days before he died.
What a guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And the tumor on his liver cut off the blood flow to his kidneys, and so the toxins built up inside of him. And then he checked himself in to the hospital, slipped into a coma. A day and a half later, passed on. He didn't die, however. This is the interesting thing. I was 20 miles away at my mom's house, and while he was at the hospital. And so apparently immediately upon his death, he realized that he actually continued to exist. He came over to where I was at my mom's house. I actually had just laid down to go to sleep, which, by the way, is a common way people are visited by deceased relatives, mm-hmm. when they're in sort of a sleep state. And a lot of people write it off as a dream. But here's what happened in my case. So I'm awakened by this apparition, this ghost that comes into my room. But what's interesting, I still to this day find it interesting that I wasn't frightened out of my wits. You know, I didn't just start screaming like a little child, because I immediately, there was a telepathic connection when he came into that room in which I connected with him and immediately knew, number one, it was my father. Because he sort of emanated what I call a spiritual name tag. I don't know how else to describe it other than I knew exactly who he was. I was feeling his feelings as if I were him. So that's the part of the telepathic connection, is that we were almost one and the same. And what I felt was I could feel the freshness of him having just left his physical body. And so I could feel he had just died. I could feel the, like a genie out of the bottle, release from not only the pain that he was in, but just the release of the physical realm. It was ecstatic. It's just, he was bubbling over with good feelings of peace and joy and love and all the things you've heard people describe during their near-death experience. So he came over and he hovered next to me where I lay sleeping, and actually I didn't realize at the beginning that when I greeted him I had sat up, but I had sat up half out of my body, so I was having an out-of-body experience during this, but I didn't catch on to this till later. But we were just having this wonderful reunion, and the first question I asked him, I often tell people, was a really stupid question, which was, how does it feel to be out of that pain-racked body? And the reason I say that was a stupid question was the fact that I was feeling what he was feeling, and I knew he was great. And, you know, he was kind of looking for a word, and he just said, exhilarating. So then during this whole wonderful reunion type thing, all of a sudden up in the top right corner of the room, an opening appeared, and the only thing I can describe it is what people who have near-death experiences describe as their tunnel. This sort of tunnel off to somewhere else opened up.
Small? Was it small sized?
Not really small, probably. Well, as far as, so since it fit in the room and the ceiling, I would put it at five-ish, eight-ish feet wide, if you could put a dimension based on the size of the room. But what was interesting is in this state that I was in, and all the telepathic communications was going on, when it opened up, I could feel an entire other realm, very similar to what people describe when they leave and they go to a place and there's other people and they meet their deceased family and go to a beautiful field and a meadow and all that. I mean, I could sense, I didn't see it per se as much as I sensed and could hear lots of people milling about and just, you know, going about their way. But it distinctly, out of that crowd of spiritual beings, two of them came to the edge of the tunnel, and I could hear, I could sense them talking back and forth to themselves, as if I got the feeling that they were like overseers, like they were somehow, you know, in control, or I don't, that's not the right word, but sort of, you know, they had something to do with what was going on. They were talking to each other, and one of them said something to my dad, which I didn't hear, but he looked up that way, looked back at me and said, "They're calling me now and I have to go." Sorry, I get choked up every time I tell this.
Oh, that's a great story.
And so then he, with just this sense of mission, it's interesting, too, again, here, another reaction that surprised me after the fact was that I didn't, like, try and grab his legs and say, "No, don't go, don't
please
go.
Please stay." Yeah.
Yeah, it was this wonderful... This entire thing couldn't be more natural than you and I sitting here talking right now, breathing in air, going about our digestion, all the things that we do. It was just a natural part of things, and I was happy for him.
You knew he had to go, didn't you?
Exactly. And there was this within him saying that is as if he had this new insight imparted to him to the next step, and he and the two beings swooshed right up that tunnel, and it just immediately snapped closed. Then the next thing that happened that I was, one of the things that had scared me halfway through the experience was I wondered if I had died because I was out of my body and how was I going to get back in my body.
Right. But that's always a fear too for people.
It was. It was horrible. Yeah. In fact, at one point I disconnected from my dad completely because I was overtaken by this fear, but I calmed myself down saying that, well, he's going to be leaving soon. I need to relax so that I can enjoy these final moments here, you know. And so the part that got answered all by itself was then I was instantly back in my body. But here's the interesting
part.
Well,
and sometimes the fear snaps you back in your body, Scott.
Ah, I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, yeah, that happened to me when I was 11. When you become aware there's something wrong or not, it's natural, but you think it's not natural. All of a sudden, bang, the astral body joins that physical body with such a force, it jars you awake.
Yeah. Well, now, here's what's interesting is that then when I was back in my body, all of a sudden the phone rang. And my mom got to the phone before I did, and then she came to the room to tell me what I already knew. It was the hospital calling to say that my dad had just died.
Yeah, what a story.
Yeah, and so it was an incredibly... unbelievable life-transforming experience.